It's time for Agriculture, presented by Turkana Farms in Germantown, New York, a small-scale producer of heritage breed livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres. They also produce a full array of garden vegetables, many of them heirloom varieties raised naturally, as well as an assortment of berries, including raspberries, blackberries, gooseberries, black, red, and white currants, mulberries, and elderberries. And now, here's Mark Scherzer.
Before dawn, this very chilly morning, with just a subtle glow visible on the horizon and a heavy frost lining every blade of grass and branch, Macho Matt and I donned headlamps and trundled up to the barn to catch the turkeys while they were still asleep on their roosts. The idea was to confine them, with the least trauma possible, in the portable pen where they had started their journey back here in May. We kept them penned there until a trailer arrived a couple of hours later to bring them to the farm near Canajoharie where they will be processed. All went smoothly. They were groggy for the first stage, and, most likely because they were in familiar surroundings for the next couple of hours, they were almost all calm and composed through the second stage. That's when I got on my hands and knees and crawled into the pen to catch them and hand them out to Matt. He, in turn, took them out two by two and boarded them onto the trailer. Matt came up from the city last night solely to help this morning. He had been here at the start of the season, building the turkeys' roosts in the new barn and setting up their pen. He had kept close tabs on them through visits, reports, and pictures all summer. When I suggested that, much as I appreciated the help, it was an awfully long way for an hour or two of loading, he responded, "I wanted to close the circle. How better to experience the full cycle than to be part of the departure as well as the arrival?" It is indeed a cycle of life, in which our livestock store up the energy of the pasture by grazing what's available to them in the summer, and then in turn make that energy available to us in the form of meat when harvested. The quiet that overtakes the farm when the gobbling chorus suddenly departs creates a kind of melancholy atmosphere which seems appropriate to the season. It fits with the shorter days, the falling leaves, and withering vines in the garden, not to mention the state of war that weighs so heavily on us. The sense of melancholy, for me, is intensified because the turkeys have been a particularly joyous component of the farm family, and their presence had made for a great deal of entertainment. I resumed raising turkeys at the urging of my partner, Eric, to whom I had given a turkey within weeks of meeting him 6 years ago this month. I was so enamored of him after our first meeting that I wanted to give him a reason to come back around. Since then, he had often heard me rhapsodize about the joys of turkey husbandry, hence his encouragement that I get back into the game. Eric took to the birds right away. Each time he arrived at the farm, they were his first visit, where he would delight in ululating a high-pitched call to them and eliciting from them an always excited response, delighting me in return. Our friend Steve, upon whom fell the challenge of caring for them and rounding them up when Eric and I decamped the farm, was at first considerably less enthused. For months he had told me he found them lacking in a certain intelligence for flying one way over the 8-foot fence and not being able to figure out how to fly back. When the turkeys squabbled with each other, he found them not particularly likable. But this last Friday, when a large contingent decided to visit the house, roosting above the mudroom and the chicken coop and exploring the backyard in turkey conversation, Steve confessed being enchanted by their beauty, their curiosity, and their sound. Yesterday, he texted to suggest we keep back some just to have around. I love being proved right. It is, of course, deeply conflicting to be one day admiring their beauty and laughing at their antics, and the next day to be speculating about whether their weights will match up with our orders. How do we reconcile loving them and eating them? My late partner Peter, with whom I started the farm and the turkey-raising endeavor, felt the best way to deal with the contradiction would be through poetry, not prose. I repeat here, with slight modifications, his effort. November Days by Peter Davies. And imagine a dirge plays underneath. From my window, I surveyed my farm. as I quietly scratched my arm. The days, they grew shorter. My thoughts turned to slaughter. The trailer was parked in the yard, and the frosts got increasingly hard. I struggled my darndest, but my thoughts turned to harvest. The feed got increasingly expensive. I grew progressively pensive. Ah, my dear ones, I said, 'tis time you were dead. Oinked the pigs to the turkeys, après vous. The turkeys replied, googly goo. The cows to the sheep mooed, farewell. The sheep answered back, go to hell. The sad realization was mine that all poultry, pigs, sheep, and kine are here not just to need us, but also to feed us. And now, dear listeners, it is your turn. The turkeys are here to feed us, and while the pace of orders has quickened dramatically in the last few days, we still have birds we'd like to feed to you. Get in touch.
Agriculture is underwritten by Turkana Farms, LLC, a small-scale producer of heritage-bred livestock and a wide array of vegetables and berries on just over 39 acres in Germantown, New York. More information, 518-537-3815.